Is it possible to find yourself more bewildered than you thought impossible? Standing at a precipice, at a grand moment, overwhelmed by the task in front of you, yet at the same time, potentially amazed. Facing and deciphering the perhaps perplexing information being revealed, balancing the prospectively difficult eye-opener that might contradict what you've already thought you might have known, that revealing moments. Then blending the good news being shown by a most trusted mentor or friend, hoping all will make sense before the deadline that you've been repeatedly told about is reached. Might sound familiar. Might even be in that moment that you might be living in at this time. Either way, I'm sure each of us can relate to this on some level, having lived at it at some point in our lives. Today, the disciples were told that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And for them, they're like, this is impossible. Knowing that the biggest land animal they knew of at the time to go through the smallest possible thing they knew of, the hand that sews up the patches of a tent. And they keep getting these perplexing moments in this information. They keep witnessing these things. And they just got to be overwhelmed. And since joining Christ, they've been thrust into these incredible yet intimidating moments of witnessing the impossible made possible, feats, and they've been gaining this kind of understanding, but they're still having a hard time deciphering what it means to be a follower of God, of Christ. And along the way, they've been trying earnestly to reconcile all they've been witnessed and all they've been told. And yet, they keep getting overwhelmed by what they don't understand, and they are bewildered. And then shifting their focus, they want to keep rushing to the next interaction in the hopes that it, by gaining more information, that perhaps it starts making more sense. Kind of like us, if you get more information, maybe the puzzle pieces will make sense, but in truth, sometimes we just get more and more confused. And for them, they seem to only get more fearful of what they hear, and they keep trying to shut down as part of that defense mechanism. But they keep putting together the pieces of what is going to take place ahead of them and what might happen to their teacher. And they keep continually getting bombarded by things that they're witnessing, and their senses keep being overloaded. That they can't fully process, like I said, what they're encountering. So amid their overwhelming and their fearfulness, this week we add astounded. Of what? Like, okay, this is new information that we're processing now. Because they just encountered the rich man who's trying to give all his possessions because he wants to join the kingdom of God. And Christ is saying, even with giving up all your possessions, there's still yet more required of you. And Peter's trying to understand, well, we've given up all our possessions. We're following you in earnest. And yet you're telling us this is not all that's required of us. How can we be saved? And because if you think about it, they've given up their inheritance. They've given up their family businesses when they walked away from their nets and their families. They've given up their community ties, their relationships. And for some of them, they've given up their names and have been renamed. And then to be told, there's more. You can't give up these riches. You can't give up all these things. For mortals, it is impossible to be saved. There's additional sacrifices that are going to be required of them. That all they've been given has not yet saved them. For man, it is impossible to save oneself. all these things that you have, it is impossible. And for most of us, we know this line that comes following, but it's been twisted and flipped around. For all things, through God, all things are possible. And this week, when I read that line, it flipped for me. But for God, it is possible. When we look at it that way, but for God, it is possible. But through God, it is possible. Which makes the disciples question and ponder all they've been given up at this point, and what will be asked of them as they continue to follow Christ to Jerusalem. This question, and when we think about that question, all for God is possible. They wonder and they ponder, wait a second. Okay, if Christ is God's beloved Son and Christ is God, they start going, wait a second. This is starting to make sense. Because they know that Christ himself will be giving up his own life to save others. And they know that they're his disciples. So all these things are starting to make sense. And perhaps after hearing this plea of telling them what he must face the third time, they've heard this plea three times, and this is the third time they've heard this, that he must be sacrificed. He must face this persecution and this death that's going to happen when they reach Jerusalem. That this tinkling of awareness and the pieces are coming together for the disciples, and this awareness, this amazement starts taking place, starts to develop in them. That Christ doesn't only tell his disciples the news of what's going to be happening to him, and by proxy to them, because they're going to be in the midst of it with them. And perhaps, and we know for some of them, they too are going to experience sacrifices beyond their imagination. But each time he tells them what's going to be expected of them, he pauses and takes those teaching moments to let them understand all that's going to be taking place. And they're asking themselves, that it's possible for God, who is Christ, walking with them on this journey, and how that's going to look. And it starts to make them amazed and go, oh, we think we know what's happening. And for us, when we feel like we are facing that possible yet impossible, or impossible yet possible moments, it's allowing ourselves to notice a pattern in our own faith journey. Focusing on that current precipice, or that maybe that cliff face, however you want to envision it, that you might be looking at right now. Either trying to figure out a way to climb up or climb down. And are you bewildered by what you see? And then what happens when you change your view? Is it become a thing of beauty? Or is it still an obstacle to simply overcome? And in doing so, are you missing Christ in your midst? And missing those tools that are being provided for you? And understanding that when we find ourselves in those perplexing, overwhelming, fearful, and astounding moments, or maybe even those amazing situations that we find once we get to that right mindset, that Christ is with us. And in that, with Christ with us, God is with us, making those things possible to overcome. Because God is with us, sitting with us in our tears, in our fears, in those moments of persecution, and in those moments of fears. God is with us in those, begging us to take the time and pause for those teachable moments, trying to get us to truly listen to one another and what God might be trying to say, and show us that what we thought was impossible before might possibly be possible. Tongue twister. But as we go through this week, to think about those moments that we might be facing and seeing how God is trying to show us a different view. Amen.